KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, bringing buyers and sellers together for over 40 years from Nanilchik, Happy Valley, Anchor Point, Homer, and across Catchback Bay. All current area listings are online at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
Today is Monday, January 12th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Evening News. First up, Alaska's Forestry Division says it understands the Caribou Hills are best kept for recreational use as it considers creating a Kenai Peninsula State Forest. The division held multiple public meetings on the peninsula to gauge interest in the issue and heard multiple concerns about public access to the popular recreation area on the southern peninsula. Lily Coyle is the Forestry's Division's Special Projects Coordinator. She moderated a virtual public meeting last month. The state issued a call for input on a potential Kenai Peninsula State Forest in November.
If we did get overwhelmingly, positive feedback on this idea of establishing a state forest and went to, proceed to the next step, which would be putting together a state forest proposal that would be looking at specific areas to include that Caribou Hills area, it wouldn't make sense to include it really because it's classified as, best use recreation.
The state still doesn't have an exact map of what area is being considered for inclusion. Diane Campbell is the area forester for Kenai and Kodiak. She emphasized the state forest concept isn't an official proposal yet.
We want to start off by saying there has been no proposal. There is no proposal written at this time. This is strictly an outreach to get community interest and to inform the community of what we're thinking.
The division has succeeded in getting community interest. After the public notice was published, pushback came swiftly from parts of the peninsula. Snow machiners in Caribou Hills area near Homer, for instance, have expressed concerns about access to existing trails on state land, and Coyle says the state has listened.
We've heard, loud and clear from the public that there would be no interest in having that be a part of a state forest proposal.
A state forest can only be designated by the Alaska legislature. If the Forestry Division determines there is enough public interest, they'll draft a formal proposal and forward it to the Alaska Department of Natural Resources Commissioner. The commissioner would then bring it to lawmakers. Creating a Kenai Peninsula State Forest would shift management authority over existing state land on the peninsula from the Division of Mining, Land, and Water to Forestry. Coyle says the change would boost timber management, such as for harvest and regeneration after the latest spruce bark beetle outbreak, but access to existing resources like trails would be a priority too.
On the Kenai Peninsula, there is a desire, at the Division of Forestry, as well as at DNR, to just help enable more active management to try and help kind of rebuild and re-strengthen that forest canopy, as well as try and reestablish and support local small industry on the peninsula.
The Alaska Division of Forestry is accepting a public input on its Kenai Peninsula forest idea through January 16th. Comments can be submitted online or by mail to Alaska Division of Forestry at Fire Protection and Fire Protection at 550 West 7th Avenue, 1450 in Anchorage. Two Soldotna-based Alaska State Troopers pleaded not guilty in federal court in Anchorage Thursday to one count each of violating a Kenai man's civil rights. A federal grand jury indicted 43-year-old Jason Woodruff and 50-year-old Joseph Miller last month over their alleged conduct during a violent 2024 arrest in Kenai. It was a case of mistaken identity, and the federal indictment says Woodruff and Miller deprived a person of their right to be free from unreasonable seizures and use of unreasonable force by law enforcement. The federal government says Miller tased, hit, and kicked the man without legal justification, causing him bodily injury, and that Woodruff unreasonably used his police dog to bite the man, even though the man did not pose a threat. Woodruff and Miller face separate criminal charges in state court. State prosecutors say body-worn cameras captured the incident. Charging documents say the two troopers later learned they'd arrested the wrong person, who was a relative of another man wanted for failing to appear, for a 10-day jail sentence. One day after entering not guilty pleas in the federal case, a state judge agreed to bump back the troopers' pending state trial, which had previously been scheduled for early February. Lawyers for Woodruff and Miller argued in state court Friday the trial should be delayed. Matthew Widmer represents Miller in both cases. He says they need time to square discrepancies between state and federal evidence before proceeding.
There are very possible pitfalls here where a defense to the allegations in one case could fundamentally destroy his ability to successfully combat another because of information we don't have.
But Assistant Attorney General Daniel Shorey says the victim's position is that, quote, justice delayed is justice denied. This may will mark 2 years since the arrest. Here's Shorey relaying the position of the victim's attorney, Daryl Thompson.
Quote, I also don't think there should be delay due to competing prosecutions as there is no jeopardy associated with parallel proceedings between federal and state court.
Superior Court Judge Thomas Matthews agreed, in part, with both sides. Just as the victim in the case is entitled to his day in court, Matthews says the two defendants are entitled to due process under the law.
Justice needs to be provided for all concerned, and a complete record and a complete opportunity for everyone to have full and fair disclosure of information about what people are going to say, or have said, I should say, and the information that's out there. Is critical. Defendants are entitled to due process. The state is entitled to due process.
Miller and Woodruff are next scheduled to appear in state court February 11th in Kenai. Their next appearance in federal court is set for February 23rd in Anchorage. Neither Miller nor Woodruff were arrested in either case. Both were put on administrative leave after the Alaska Department of Public Safety learned of the incident during a routine use of force review. Miller is no longer employed by the state, and the police dog, K-9 Olex, was released from the department. Woodruff is still employed by the state, but is on administrative leave. And that's it for tonight's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 Homer, 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO and KBBI.org online. This evening's stories came from KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news@kbbi.org. Coming up tonight on KBBI at 5 p.m. is Alaska News Nightly, and then at 6 p.m. is a live broadcast of the Homer City Council meeting. Looking ahead this week, on Wednesday at 9 a.m. for The Coffee Table is a rebroadcast of Episode 9 of Fathoms Deep, the series looking at the history of Homer Harbor. For listening, and good evening.